Bezalel Mizbeach begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Masechus Tumas Hameis, the laws of ritual impurity from a dead person, in the Sefer Torah, in the book of purity, which in this Perek, Rambam continues regarding those things that contaminate, and regarding combining other things for the minimum measurement of Tumah. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the Tumas that could be combined from two different people. Revi is dam, habo mishnei mason. If there's a quarter of a log of dam, which we said in the previous paragraph is the minimum of dam to contaminate, that it's actually a combination from two different corpses. Tahira, it's going to be tar. Achatiyah, kol revi's memesacher. Until you have revi's from one dead person. Shidra shenigma mishnei mason. Let's say you have a spine that was completed from two different corpses. For example, let's say you have some of the vertebrae from one, but tashlum memesacher, and you complete the vertebrae from a different dead person. Or so you have the skull of two dead people. In other words, part of the skull is from one dead person, and the second part is completed from a different dead person. Or if you have a quarter of a kav of bones from two different dead people, or you have a limb of a dead person from two dead people, all these things are not going to contaminate by oil, rather it's going to contaminate by touching or by carrying, if it has the size of a barleycorn. Kashar kolatzamas, like all other bones, are not going to combine from two different people. Halacha beis, even menachai, a limb from a living person, mishnei anoshim, if it's comprised from two different people, is tar, and afil meisha echad, and even from one person, if nechel ushlem, it was split into two and then it was reattached, tar, it's going to be tar. Halacha gimel, kizayis basam mishnei mesim, olive size of flesh from two different dead people, or kizayis nosam mishnei mesim, or an olive size of that which oozes out from two dead people, or malichaf naim rakam mishnei mesim, or two handfuls of the dust from two dead people, but they weren't buried together, because that would be a disqualification of the rakav. Shekalech memishlei rakav, where each one of them has the halachic status of rakav, like we explained in the previous parak, what it takes to qualify as rakav. Here, unlike the previous in halacha aleph, hadel mistarf mizem said these items will combine one with the other. V'chein kachatzi zayis basav v'kachatzi zayis nutzel, and even a half an olive size of flesh with a half an olive size of nutzel, mistarf mizem said, which has the same halacha like basav, will combine one with the other. Now, however, regarding all of the tumas of a dead person, they don't combine one with the other, because the measurements are not the same. Halacha dalet, regarding combining tumas that were separated. So, etzem kisayr, if you have the bone the size of a barleycorn, which is the minimum for the tumah, but it was split into two, so it's metamba masa. But if one is carrying them, so you're carrying ultimately the size of barleycorn, that's metamba masa. And v'chein roiva atzmos meisechet, so too the quarter of a kav of bones from one person, shenedaktiku, where it was crushed. Finally, v'emekolechem etzim kisar, and each one of them doesn't have a bone the size of a barleycorn. Metamed ba'oil, still it's going to contaminate in oil, I'm sure with masa, just not with maga, because it has to have etzim kisar. Ki loy nedaktiku, as if it wasn't pulverized, because it has that amount of bones, which we said contaminates, that is roiva kav, in oil. Halacha hei, kizayis min ha'meis. An olive size of a dead person, shechatocha lechalokim, that was cut into parts. Now, the jiddui, now, it was pressed out, meaning it was pushed down with something hard. Through that, the dibkei, and now the parts became connected, like glued together. Betame ba'oil b'masa, it's going to contaminate, like we said in the previous halacha, regarding shenedaktiku, it's going to contaminate in the oil and with masa. Because you're ultimately in the same oil as that amount, and you're carrying that amount. But you're not going to come contaminated by touching part of it. Though it's connected, because the fact that it's connected through a human intervention, not by natural means of how it was created, is not considered attachment. It's not going to have the locha of tamas maga of that of even that of etzim kasar. Locha vav kazayis chaylev shalom shaticha, regarding an olive size of a complete entity of fats which were dissolved, that were liquefied. So tummy is going to be tummy because it wasn't separated. But let's say the fats were sliced up and then they were melted. Then tar is going to be tar because before it was melted, it already lost its tummy by being cut up. And the fact that now it's melted and it's connected and congealed, that's called chibur adam, which does not make it connected. Halacha zayin, shidra, the spine, shenigru mena rev chuli shala. If most of the vertebrae were pulled out from that spine, although the form of the spine is still intact, in the oil does not have the halacha of the spine to contaminate in the oil. Now, when it's in the grave, even if it's broken, and even if it's cut into small pieces, it will contaminate in the oil, because the grave combines it as if it's intact, as if it's one, and hence it will be metamid. Whatever contaminates in oil, if it was cut up and was put into the bias, Here also, oil mitzvah from a tam oil, so the oil combines them and will contaminate with oil. Halacha test, etzim sheshlav kizayis basab deshamay. If a bone has in it an olive size of flesh through natural means, the chnisa mikzas lev nim labayis, and even if only part of it went into the house, net mabayis, the house becomes tamay. Shneatzim, this is two bones. Balim kishne chatzoy zaysim basan, each one has an olive size of flesh, which in the sum total is the measurement of kizayis. The hichnis mikzas lev nim, both of them, part of them that were inside, sabayis tamay. The house tamay, because we view as if, since part of it is inside, and we view both of them, which together they make a kizayis. But if, let's say, the flesh that was stuck onto the bones would be the Adam through human intervention, then the Bais Tar, the house is going to be Tar, like we said, because the fact that it's connected to a human does not make it connected and does not have that halacha. Halacha Yud continues regarding certain tumas that were scattered or absorbed. So, Malachav Naim Rakav, two handfuls of the dust of the dead person, which is scattered throughout the house, Bais Tar, the house is going to be Tar again, what he said, because the oil is Mitzarafit. About a quarter of a leg of dam was absorbed into the house. So habayis tar lahaba. So after it's absorbed, the house is going to be tar. But the chol shohi by beishin of loha revius ba'arth, whatever is there at the time when the revius dam was absorbed into the ground, tame is going to be tame. Halachid beiz kizayis from that meis shavi b'teich habayis. An olive size of a dead person was lost inside the house. Ubikash b'leinunza, and it was searched for and it was never found. Habayis tar, the house is going to be tar, because we say that a mouse or a cat or something ate it. Now, ukashimatze, when it is found, however, habayis tamal mafreya, then the house retroactively is going to be considered tamal. Meishar v'dat shenimsa, from the time that it was lost until it was found, because obviously it was over here. Halachid gimon, nevi'ez dam shenishpech ba'aver, for a quarter of a leg of dam, spills into the airspace, meaning to say that on the ground, but in a place where there's no oil on top of it, so it's just under the airspace. Im karash, if it congeals where it fell, or if it was in an area where it gathers in like a pit, so it becomes like still, that's like in a low down place, the lowest it could go, like a pit, so it's not moving anywhere. And then someone leans over part of it, and it becomes tamei from the oil over that dam. Now, nishpech ala skupa b'meirid, let's say it spills on a doorstep where it's sloped, whether if it's sloping in or out, towards the house or towards the outside, habayis tar, the house is going to be tar. So although ultimately it's going to go through that slope into the house, as long as it didn't reach over there, shari l'nocha dam al skupa, because the blood didn't rest on the doorstep. Now, v'mhoisa ha-skupa ha-shbayrin, but let's say the doorstep was gathered area where it's staying over there, it's not going anywhere, shakarash adam ala, or the blood congealed over there, then habayis tamay, then the house is going to be tamay, even if some of it is out of the doorway, because the oil is matama, even though, again, if it's even only part of it from the tumah is inside of it. Revius dam shenivel b'ksus. If you have a revius of blood that gets absorbed into a garment, so imis kabesus v'yitzim in the revius dam. If you're going to wash it, and a revius of dam is going to come out, revius ksus mistama b'maga masa oil. So this garment contaminates in the measurement of a maga masa oil. If not, ain mistama b'oil, then does not have the tumah in the oil. V'harik ksus shenaga b'mesus. It's just like a garment that touched a dead person. Shakala b'luish and yechalotzis, because anything that's absorbed that can't come out, this tar is not considered as a source of tumah. Now, kids, mashal, so how do you evaluate to see if a revius adam would come out of it or not? So, mechabes nice in mind. What you do is you wash that garment in water. Well, maybe ma'am kimin doesn't know. You bring that equivalent amount of water that you're using before you laundered, and this l'teicha revius adam, and you put into that water a revius of dam. If the coloring of both those are the same, or if, let's say, that which you laundered from that garment that had the blood absorbed in it was redder than that of that which was mixed with the revius of dam with that amount of water, you know for sure revius of dam came out, and therefore it's going to have the tumah of oil, masa, and maga. Halachidah continues regarding combining that of half of measurements. Hamasa v'amaga v'oil. Contamination through touch, through carrying, through in the same oil, shleishu shem esem. These are three different categories. V'choshu m'shem echad. Now, whatever is, however, from the same category, mitzdarf, umetame, combines and contaminates. U'mishneishim, but from two different titles, two different categories, in mitzdarf, v'tar, then it does not combine, and it's going to be tar. Kitzah, so the Ram illustrates. Hanegeyu b'kishnei chatzoy zesem. Someone touches, like two half olive size of the mess. U'shenosu shnei chatzoy zesem v'asachas. Or if he carries two half olive size of the dead person at the same time. Or he leans over like two half of olive size piece of an ass. Or if he's leaning over a half of a zayis, and the other half of the zayis of the mess is leaning over him. him and the half olive sizes beneath the same oil, the hail bemixes gufa al chatzizayis achad, and he's leaning over with part of his body over a different half olive size, oy or hail chatzizayis al miktsasa, or a half olive size is leaning over him. Each one of these cases, we said you're doing two half azesim of touch, two half azesim of masa, and two half azesim of oil, which we said all the three different types of oil will all combine. Now, avol bar hanagei b'chatzizayis, but let's say someone touching half azayis, or he's carrying half azayis, but v'davar acher, and then somebody else malalav is leaning over him al k'chatzizayis, and the half and another half al v'sayis, oy shehel alav chatzizayis acher, or again, one of these three different ways of oil. A half an olive size is leaning over him. Or he's leaning over another half a zayis. So essentially, from the three different types of oil, there's a half a zayis of oil and a half a zayis of either mag or masa. Or someone's carrying like a half a zayis. And he's touching another half a zayis. All these are going to be considered as tar. She'ina magam is tar from a masa, because the tumah of touching does not combine with the tumah of carrying. Loi b'meis, not regarding tumah of mes. Loi b'shab b'tumah, not for other tumahs too. And v'loi hamagam and starvim oil, neither does the tumah of touching combined with that of oil. V'loi oil and starvim masa, neither the tumah of oil combined with that of carrying. L'fisha in the shemecha, because it's not from the same category, therefore it's going to remain tar.